Hello.
I'm back.
He's back.
From a week camping on Lake Erie.
And forgetting to put a show up.
I had reasons.
Mostly you forgot.
I forgot because I was ridiculously preoccupied with work.
Wait, we did the show Tuesday.
Right.
You had plenty of time.
There were things going on at work.
I know.
There were... Honestly, I didn't even think of the show. I'm sorry.
I sent you a text message, though.
I don't remember the text message.
But yeah, so we had a show that was supposed to go out, but it didn't.
What's up now?
Okay. All right, whatever works. I'm just teasing you a little bit. Okay, here's one thing I want to bring up. Let me show you this picture. I was just, you know, I was thinking, random my ass. That's not random. I'm showing Jeff a picture of me, of my...
Where's the whole random thing?
Okay, this is on an elliptical bike, or elliptical bike, I don't know, what is it,
okay.
The exercise machine.
Yeah.
And, you know, I chose random, and that's what...
Well, a random workout.
Right.
So they picked a hill climbing workout for you, it looks like.
Well, I mean, no, I picked the random hill climb, but it's not random. I mean, it has hills... Instead of just going like from low to high, somewhere between. Random means that everything would be unrelated to each other.
Okay.
So I just thought it was funny because we had talked about random recently, and
sure,
that is not. Random.
I don't see. Is it off? Is there more of a panel that you're not showing me?
No, that's all. That's all was on the panel. I mean, but it continued to be like that. It was just.
But I don't even see what the random button is. Or is it in the, like, up, down on the...
Yeah, there are many different... Yeah, there are many different selections.
You sure random doesn't mean a random selection of my pre-programmed workout modes?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
I mean, it just
the hills are different every time you pick random, though, right?
Yes. But it's not, like, randomly you'll be going high or low or, you know...
Well, I don't want to hurt you.
No, it's just, it's not really random.
It means you're going to be doing
intervals. You were the one who were arguing about how you were a stickler for random, and now you're saying...
Well, no, it's... Okay, I'm still being a stickler. It's a hill climb workout,
mm-hmm.
But the height and the duration of the hills are random... But it's still going to be a hill.
Right.
But it might be a short, long hill. It might be a steep, short hill.
I've never seen anything last longer than three for any of those levels.
You haven't been on the bike long enough.
Okay, I've known it for, you know, 4 days so far. So, yeah, it's not... have not been doing it for...
But, yeah, I mean, maybe it's not... Sure, okay.
All right.
Because we have some stupid hills in there, for sure.
Yeah.
But it means, you know, there's going to be, instead of the first hill always being this,
mm-hmm.
it's going to mix it up.
Right.
So it should call it variety.
Variety. That would be better. That would be more descriptive.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess random, it's
so random that they use that statement.
So I had bought a computer that I thought I was going to be able to use for just being able to take notes and stuff for the show and having it by my bed for stuff and the occasional Skype conversation or something with my sister because the computer had failed. So I got through work because we have this Dell thing through work, and I was able to get a 39% discount and everything. But I just got the cheapest thing I could get. Mm-hmm. It was a Celeron... plasticky thing, and it was like a $320 computer that I got for $250. So I was like, all right,
mm-hmm.
fine. I got it, and immediately I noticed there were some really huge problems with it. First of all, just opening up the file system seemed to take forever. that was really weird. I was wondering what the heck was going on. Then I realized, oh, it installed this all this McAfee stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
Once I got rid of that, it seemed to be fine. It seemed like, okay, it was working. It could do, it could play video. It could play stuff. So I was like, well, I mean, it's not the perfect machine, but I can do, I think, what I need to do with it. Then I tried Skyping with my sister. They're in the Cape right now, and it would not work. It was just not powerful enough to do it. And I was like, okay, that's kind of stupid. But, you know, it still will be able to do the stuff I need to do. Then I was just in bed watching some videos, and all of a sudden the sound starts to crap out. And it was just like, okay, this just will not work for whatever I want to do.
The most basic of media tasks.
I realized a little bit, you know, afterwards that the reason why it was crapping out, and perhaps the reason why it couldn't do Skype, was because it wasn't plugged in. It's a Celeron, so it was down shifting its cycles when it wasn't plugged in. But still, I mean, I'm not going to have a thing plugged in all the time.
Right.
So I just sent it back, and so I have to wait for that to be credited. And then I was thinking, okay, well, there are some other ones. There are actually some decent deals I can get, again, through Dell. You know, I guess 39% is a decent discount. Yeah. And there's like an Inspiron 5000 Touch with an i5 and 8 gigs of RAM that I can get for about $700 or $800.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a $1,200 or $1,300 machine I can get for about $800. That's a pretty decent deal.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to be doing that, but I won't be able to do that until probably at least a month because some a-hole hit my car.
No.
Somebody did a hit and run in my car while it was parked.
At your house?
Yeah.
Somewhere else. Okay.
So just smacked into that rear bumper and went off. So, you know, called my insurance and they'll cover it. It's not my fault, but I had to pay a $500 deductible.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, I do need to replace the back tires of my car. They are running pretty much on their last thread, so I gotta replace them. Right. That's $200+ to do, put new tires on and get a rotation.
Right.
So that's computer money, and so I won't be able to do it, you know, computer until probably September.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Oh, so mad someone hit your car.
I know. It's just, and didn't have the courtesy to leave a note.
Ugh.
But what are you gonna do? So there's those topics. Do you want to talk about your vacation?
Sure. Yeah, I can run through it. Same as last year. Kelly's Island, camping at the state park campground. Lots of fun. Kids weren't as content as they were last year. They fight amongst themselves a lot more this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we expected that it would carry on to vacation, and it did. We had to bribe them if they fought less than, or if we had to give them less than 5 strikes for misbehaving. We got to take them their choice of s'mores or ice cream. Guess which one won every single night? Ice cream. So that helped. That helped a lot. Actually, it got me thinking on a reward system to implement here. Obviously, you can't give your kids ice cream every single night.
Right, right.
But what I was thinking of...
Reward positive behavior, not negative behavior.
Well, the whole...
Yeah. Don't punish negative behavior so much as you reward positive behavior. That gives a better... That's better learning for kids.
Yeah, so I'll have to think about how to work that into my plan. But my plan was more so of putting together a calendar, right, where there's like a payday where they earn, like we would give them credits, like actual like real paper currency, like behavior bucks or something like that, right?
And I can tell you this much: go to the dollar store, because you know I did that for D&D. You can get like things of gold and silver, coins and stuff like that, and you can just give those out.
So the idea was, you know, that Price is Right game where if you have a dollar left, you can buy the car.
Yeah.
And then, like, beforehand, he gives you $10, right?
Right.
And you have to predict the price. You have to guess the price of the thing being shown. And for every dollar you're off, you lose a dollar. But if you have a dollar left, by the end of the game, you can buy the car for a dollar. So the idea of this behavioral tool is to have on the calendar payday and reward day, right? So they get five behavior bucks on payday. If they have any money left on reward day, they get a reward, right? And for every time they misbehave, take away a behavior.
But again,
buck.
That's punishing.
It is. But you know how there's all that psychological research and stuff on using cash versus credit and how it actually hurts more to pay with cash to give away that money type thing? So, yeah, maybe I'm...
You're applying an adult thing to kids.
But I think that taking away, giving them five gold coins and making them give me one...
Is punishing them.
Okay.
I mean, they're your kids. You can do whatever you want. But I feel like punishment just makes your kids think that either... you're being mean to them, or that they are being, or that they—I mean—they don't really understand it that well. So they, or the world's being mean to them, or something. Whereas, if you focus not on punishment but on reward, then they understand the things that get them reward, and they will tend to behave in that way.
I understand what you're saying. The implementation becomes difficult, right?
Because it's complicated.
When they're behaving, how do you pick when and how often to give them a behavior buck, right? Because, you know, you can't... So try to turn that around, right? So they earn money for being good, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you pick and not forget when to reinforce good behavior, right? You can't give them... behavior buck every 10 minutes when they're not fighting.
You can just devalue the behavior bucks. They're not super valuable.
Yeah, but you're too busy running doing things to give your kids positive feedback every 10 minutes. So
perhaps a better way is it like an achievement structure? So, you know, it's
right,
not...
but how do you dole out the achievements, right? It's when they're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
It's an actionable behavior where you can take away some of their money.
Well, what you
right?
can say is you can say, all right, you guys were playing for 2 hours. You fought for 10 minutes of that 2 hours. So you only get $3 instead of $4 because you get a buck every, you know, a fun buck every half hour that you don't fight.
But they're kids, right? They're not going to notice. They're not going to feel any of the...
Well, you,
they're not going to see the
No, you can if you started off by doing it, you know, by being proactive about it and being in the situation where, all right, it's been 30 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever. You get a buck, you know, behavior buck.
Yeah, it's
and then later on, you can go for longer periods and just, you know, give them, yeah, okay, you went an hour. That's 2 or 3 behavior bucks, because they'll get the hang of.
Yeah, but like keeping track of when kids fight like every 10 minutes, so it's like keeping track.
What I'm saying
like,
is, if you give them a reason not to fight, then they won't. And the reason can't be I'm going to get punished, because that doesn't. But if the reason is I'm going to get rewarded, then they're more likely to go for that behavior.
I understand what you're saying. The implementation's really difficult. That's why I was trying to...
You're an implementer, Jeff. You figure these things out.
That's why the ice cream thing, it was a short enough window that they could anticipate the reward.
Mm-hmm.
And the strikes that they did accumulate, you know, it was, like I said, the whole daily ice cream thing isn't maintainable, right? But for vacation, the reward at the end of the day was close enough for what I felt was still positive reinforcement, right? Even though they were earning strikes against not getting the ice cream. So I was trying, and so that's it's an easier thing to keep track of, right? Because the fights and the bad behaviors are interrupts, right? They're things that you don't miss when they happen, where mm-hmm. when they're playing nicely, it's easy to miss when it happens, right? So it's a lot harder to fairly and judiciously reward that behavior for each interval, right? So that's why you give them, that's why I thought giving them a reward that's on the near horizon, right? And then they lose that reward by misbehaving. But yes, it is a punishment, but the reward's not a given, right? It's not like,
right,
I'm taking away the ice cream. No, you don't earn the ice cream until you have
behaved. That's a fine line for a 6 and a 4-year-old.
Well, it worked on vacation, so I'm just trying to figure out a way to stretch that out into something that's more maintainable instead of buying kids ice cream every single day.
Stay up for an extra 20 minutes. You know, there's...
No, that's not good, right? Because school's going to be starting and all that, and 20 minutes makes a difference, so... Yeah, it's hard. They also know bullshit rewards, right? So you can't give them bullshit rewards.
Right. Okay, well, you can give them extra game time or TV time. You can... Give them a little extra play time with you. Like, you'll play with their...
But this is all stuff that, to me, sounds like taking it away if they don't behave type things, right? Right? It's no different than the stuff I was proposing, the stuff that you're, you know, see, the implementation's tough. Like, what can you reward them with? You can't give them a dog treat every time they sit.
Right, right. Well, I you know what? I bet that the answer will come to us after we drink some beers.
That always helps, right?
I bet we're going to come up with great ones. Speaking of drinking some beer, so last night I saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, is it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just came out, and it's really fun. For the first half hour, at least, it was the best of all the Marvel movies. It's just a great comic booky feel, and it had really one of the things I loved the most about it probably was the soundtrack, the way they integrated all these older like 70s and 80s songs into it, into these crazy weird vistas, so that it helped to bridge that sort of that uncanny valley gap where you're like, it helps to bring you along into the world by giving you a bit of familiar with a lot of the unfamiliar.
Right.
And story structure was great. I mean, you know, you could map all the beats pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, we went to the Saloon, which is in Mount Lebanon. I think I've been there before, like 5 or 6 years ago. I was pleasantly surprised by the beer selection they had there. Very, very nice beer selection. And the taps were very clean. I noticed this because one of the first... I had two beers there. The first one I had, they had Le Maire on tap.
Okay.
I haven't seen a Saison on tap in a bar for... I mean, it's rare.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm getting that. And it tastes great. And so I was like, all right, they clean their taps too. You'd notice if something was off on that. And the second one, I hadn't seen this before. So I said, Nighttime by Lagunitas. I wonder what that is. One smell of it, it's a black IPA.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very Lagunitas IPA. It wasn't super bitter, but it had that big hop presence.
Okay.
So I enjoyed it.
That's cool. I stopped at Kelly, you might have seen my tweet, right? I stopped at Kelly's Island Brewery while we were up there. And we went there kind of for a late lunch snack, early dinner type thing, and have a few beers. Oh, fucking sticker shock. Seven, like, it was typically like local pub type pricing, right? Like last year, it might have been $4.55 a pint, you know, something like that, you know, for on premise. And the beers were $7 a pint. And before I knew this, I also had a growler filled. And I was expecting the growler filled to be like $12, something like that. $20.
Mm.
I paid $18 for Headhunter at Fatheads and $20 for a much more mediocre beer
mm-hmm.
at Kelly's Island Brewery. Sure, it is an island.
It's an island. It's touristy.
But their prices have gone up 75% in a year.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because Dave and I were talking about this a little bit at the saloon where it's like, it's amazing. We've talked about this before. It's amazing how going to these bars and you see these taps, these craft taps mm-hmm. that never would have been there 5 years ago. And you realize, though, that the reason why that's happening is not because everybody at the bar is drinking this, but the amount of craft beer, the market has gone from, you know, 0.5% or 1% to 7 or 8%. It's legitimate. You're legitimately going to sell stuff. And at the same time, you get a better margin on that.
Right. I mean, that's exactly what the Brewers Association has for the whole why should I carry craft, you know, for bar type lip collateral is, you know, you make much more margin. These beers, they turn fast, you know, and things like that. So, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's not like they're getting, you know, $1.50 Coors Lights out of the tap, right?
But the thing about Sticker Shop is funny because of the movies. The price of popcorn and soda was absurd. The price of a medium popcorn, which was not very big,
mm-hmm.
$7.90. The price of a soda was, I don't know, $5-6. I bought the tickets and Damien bought the popcorn, and the guy behind the counter just gave him two popcorns and a soda for $7.90. So. He was nice, but it was still like I was looking at that like, geez, that's worse than a ballpark. That is just mm-hmm. terrible.
At Cedar Point, I went to Cedar Point yesterday on the way back. We can talk about the post show if we have time. Prices there, you know, I paid $6.50 for a corn dog. If I wanted a Dortmunder Gold, it would have been $9.99. Prices were nutty. Tickets Heather bought were Ride and Refresh, so it was free fountain drinks all day long, and it was nice because you didn't have to carry around a souvenir cup or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You just showed them your wristband and they gave you a cup and a drink, so that was kind of nice. We ended up having dinner at the one buffet there at the market. I forget what it was called, but you know, it was $15 for an adult for all you can eat buffet type thing, and it's $6.50 for a corn dog. It was like they had a special, like $20 for a corn dog, fries, and a drink. You know, and you can go to the buffet for $15. It's like, gee, I wonder where we're going to go for dinner.
Was the buffet any good?
It was decent, yeah. It wasn't best ever, but it was well worth $15 to get some okay, decent food and fill up, so.
What kind of food did they have at the buffet? Was it just Chinese, or was it like
No, they had different sections. They had, it was like the American section. I mean, so they had roast beef or prime rib or something. I think it's just roast beef. They had hot dogs and bratwurst. They had chicken tacos. They had some Szechuan beef. They had a salad bar. They had some steamed vegetables, mac and cheese. I mean, there was plenty of stuff there. And a big dessert bar, too. So they had these fancy, smancy Coke, self-service Coke machines. It was like a vending machine with a touch screen, and there was over 100 different things you could get out of the machine.
Oh yeah, they have those okay. at the theater. They had one of those okay. where it's like, yeah, like you chose Coke Zero, and there were like 8 different flavors of Coke Zero.
Yeah,
yeah, those kind of things.
You choose, you know, water, and it's like, which kind of water mm-hmm. do you want? Dasani, blah, blah, blah. And then there's like the plain water versus plain Dasani water.
I don't have much else to talk about. It's just been busy for me.
I can talk more about May Vacation maybe on the way on the post show. I want to get into the show. So.
All right. Let's drink some beers.